The Prime Minister Tony Abbott says he wants every state and territory to tackle the menace of ICE. The Victorian government already has its own plan, spending $45 million to stop the supply of the drug. Last year, a parliamentary committee heard from dozens of health workers and councillors worried about the spread of ICE. Social workers say they're increasingly dealing with violent and aggressive ICE addicts, some as young as 12. Bridget Brennan reports.
Last year, a Victorian parliamentary committee heard about a big increase in the number of people in their 20s and teens using ICE. Youth services and emergency departments spoke about the impacts of ICE on their staff. ICE addicts were described as elated, fidgety and talkative, but often they were agitated and aggressive.
We continue to see it, aggression and threats to harm, threats to hurt staff, threats to hurt other people and to hurt themselves. I guess agitation when they were coming down from the drugs, wanting more, I guess a bit of confusion about where they were, not being able to remember conversations that we'd had the day before.
Sonia Chudiak wrote a submission for Melbourne City Mission, a service that provides refuge accommodation.
For Melbourne City Mission, what we've seen is the difficulty in accessing specialist support services that can assist in managing, I guess, ICE use. The long wait times that we have for detox. It's a different type of drug. What we see as a result of prolonged use or just minimal use, absolutely a need for some sort of specialist rehabilitation, specialist support to deal with that.
Melbourne City Mission sees all kinds of ICE addicts needing help, even children.
We've seen users as young as 12 coming to our crisis services, which is quite horrific. Really. Yeah, it's right across the board, but the fact that, you know, 12-year-olds can get their hands on it, that's pretty scary.
In Victoria, emergency departments in regional cities like Bendigo and Ballarat reported problems with aggressive ICE users. And in central Victoria, police told the commission they believed ICE was fueling an increase in violent crime. Paul Bird is the chief executive of youth support and advocacy service YSAS. He says the spread of ICE in regional and rural Victoria has been extremely destructive.
We've seen a trebling in ICE as the primary drug of concern for young people seeking treatment in Victoria, especially in rural regional Victoria. So, you know, we're seeing an escalation of ICE use, but also ICE-related harm as well. We're really finding it's that young adult range, so about 18 to 25. So traditionally that might have been a tradie or apprentice. They may have taken it recreationally, but something's happened in their life and they've increased the use and they've lost their relationships and job and have spiralled downwards as a result.
YSAS has set up a dedicated ICE hotline so that families and addicts can get advice on treatment. It's only been running for a few months, but they've been inundated with calls.
It's helping families and carers, and we get calls every day from those people. And quite rightly, they're very anxious about any drug use, let alone ICE. It helps young people, so there is a digital tool on there where they can self-assess themselves. They don't have to get involved with any service. That's anonymous. And we've found hundreds of uses of that tool. It's only been launched for a couple of months. There's even support around schools as well.
The Victorian government says it's spending $18 million to boost drug treatment and rehab centres. In Tasmania, there's also a big need for specialised services. The Director of Rural Health Tasmania is Robert Waterman.
I think we need more specialised program. ICE is a drug all to itself, I guess. Its harms are quite significant, and not just for the person that's using the drug, but I think we need much more in the way of resources for families and loved ones of people who are using the drug.
Robert Waterman wants the government's task force to look at not just law enforcement and the supply of ICE, but targeted prevention programs.
Although we need treatment services, we most certainly need more treatment services, in particular in the northwest of the state. I think we've got to really shift our thinking around prevention, early intervention and education services, because they're the ones that are going to prevent this. We've got to remember treatment treats, it doesn't prevent. And we need prevention services. We need to get to our kids early.
Robert Waterman, the Director of Rural Health Tasmania, ending Bridget Brennan's report.